The International AIDS Conference wraps up today here in Washington. All week, the discussion is focused on getting people treatment from the moment they're infected with HIV. Studies show that can improve health and dramatically slow the spread of the virus. But treatment is expensive. In the U.S., only about half the people living with HIV can afford it. The federal government is trying to make treatment more accessible, as we hear from reporter Jessica Camille Aguirre.
Ruben Bermudez didn't want to start taking HIV medication. He was diagnosed with the virus in 1999 when he was only 18 years old. After a few weeks on treatments that he said made him sick, he stopped taking them.
I was a young guy. I was having fun, going you know, partying, going to clubs, living a normal teenage, young adult life. And that's all my focus was.
But when his best friend Vaughn died with AIDS after ignoring his HIV diagnosis, Bermudez decided to go on treatment. He started taking medications in 2008, which were paid for through Medicaid and something called the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, or ADAP, a state-run program funded by the federal government.
I'm really lucky to have those programs available to me, because without them, I would not take medication, because I would not be working just to pay for my medication. I probably couldn't even afford it.
Almost half the people living with HIV who do receive regular care get it paid for through public assistance programs. That's welcome relief for people like Bermudez, because treatment regimens run anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 a month. But to qualify for assistance, you have to earn below a certain amount annually, and many say those thresholds are too low. Murray Penner is with the National Alliance of State and Territorial AIDS Directors.
In many states, income eligibility is about $22,000. It's two times the federal poverty level. And so if you make more than that, you would no longer qualify for ADAP.
The cutoff leads many people like Bermudez to limit their incomes in order to maintain health care.
One cosmetic company that I worked for at the time, they were offering me full-time hours. And because of the hours, I had to refuse it, because I knew that would put me over the bracket to receive free medicine.
Problems qualifying for Medicaid aren't unique to people with HIV, but because AIDS drugs are so expensive, access to insurance is even more important. ADAP is meant to cover people who make too much money for Medicaid, but it's faced funding shortages and gaps since it was created in 1990. ADAP needs to get funding reapproved by Congress every year, though the Obama administration recently released $79 million of additional money for the program. Medicaid's expansion under the Affordable Care Act may also make it easier for people to pay for the medication they need. And many hope that with patents expiring on vital drugs in the coming years, cheaper generics may bring down the price. Caring for people with HIV goes beyond treating the virus in the person. It's also critical to stopping the disease from spreading. David Holtgrave studies public health policy at Johns Hopkins University. He says people taking AIDS drugs are much less likely to transmit the virus to someone else.
When we can avert HIV infections, we're not only saving lives, we're also saving dollars as well.
And in the long term, that eases the burden on public assistance programs. As for Ruben Bermudez, who started taking medications 4 years ago, he's been committed to staying on treatment. And with his health intact, he hopes to eventually be able to buy private insurance and pay for his drugs himself. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Camille Aguirre.